USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Worldwide confirmed coronavirus infections have now officially hit the 10 million mark. While concern in the United States is focused on big states like Texas, Arizona, and Florida, reporting thousands of new cases each day, rural states are also starting to see infection surges, including Kansas, where livestock outnumber people. The U.S. handling of the outbreak has drawn concern from abroad. The European Union seems almost certain to bar Americans from traveling to the bloc in the short term as it draws up new travel rules that will be announced this week. The infection surges prompted Vice President Mike Pence to call off campaign events in Florida and Arizona, although he will still travel to those states and to Texas this week to meet with the Republican governors. Johns Hopkins University says the United States, Brazil, Russia, and India currently have the most cases. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
House Democrats failed to override President Donald Trump's veto of a measure that would have reversed the Education Department's tough policy on loan forgiveness for students misled by for-profit colleges. It marks a victory for Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, whose policy on student loan forgiveness was in jeopardy after Congress voted to reverse it in March. It now remains in place and will fully take effect July 1st. A statement from the Education Department says it looks forward to implementing a rule that protects students from fraud, treats higher education institutions fairly, and protects taxpayers. Several Minneapolis City Council members who have received death threats following their calls to defund the police after the death of George Floyd have now been assigned private security details, reportedly costing the city over $4,500 a day in taxpayer dollars. The Minneapolis City Council unanimously approved a proposal to eliminate the city's police department, initiating steps toward establishing a new holistic approach to public safety. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification and 24-month commitment. Early termination fee at eAuto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Major League Baseball is set to come back with a bang next month as Gerrit Cole could make his New York Yankees debut and a tasty opening day treat for fans facing Juan Soto and the World Series champion Washington Nationals in D.C. Major League Baseball will start a 60-game season on July 23rd or 24th. The schedule calls for clubs to play 10 games each against their four division opponents. There'll be 20 interleague games with Major League Baseball intending for East, West, and Central clubs to stay in their region to save on travel. The Rolling Stones are threatening President Donald Trump with legal action for using their songs at his rallies despite numerous cease and desist orders. The Stones said in a statement that their legal team is working with music rights organization BMI to stop their material in Trump's re-election campaign. The Stones also said if Donald Trump disregards the exclusion and persists, he will face a large lawsuit for breaking the embargo and playing music that has not been licensed. The Stones had complained during Trump's 2016 campaign about the use of their music to fire up his conservative base. Other artists have complained about having their music associated with Trump events. The family of the late rock musician Tom Petty said that it's issued a cease and desist order after Trump used the song I Won't Back Down in Tulsa. Grammy Award-winning musician Neil Young lashed out at Trump in 2018 after hearing one of his songs played against his wishes during Trump's pre-midterm campaign rallies. For USA Radio News, John Hunt.